In el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo. Amen. Today's Mass is being offered for one of my cousin's grandchildren. Godchildren, that's what it is, godchildren. I just have a question for you with regard to what happened yesterday. Were there sufficient palms for everybody? There were? Okay, because I don't see any in the back of the church, so that's what I was concerned about. Oh no, those are ones that I brought from Santa Rosa. We have tons there too. I just brought one bundle. We could have brought a lot, but oh, good. Good. I don't know where they all went, but I'll inquire about that. Make sure that they spread out because, as you recall, palm branches are the most powerful of all the sacramentals that the church gives. We want them to be plentiful in our community because los demonios no le gustan. They run away from those palm branches because they are so powerful. Those who use them with faith in He whom they are waved in honor of. Make sure to use them often and keep them. If you ever have a need to be rid of them in any way, you don't throw them into the trash can. You bring them back to the church so that we can burn them. And that's where we get the cinesa for Ash Wednesday. Also, so those are in the back of the church there as well. We have a beautiful candle that is going to be for us to use throughout the year, a beautiful Paschal candle, which has already been set up, and it was purchased by, not from somebody here in our parish, but actually by somebody who is from here, that they wanted us to have a beautiful Easter candle, a beautiful Paschal candle. And so you'll be able to see that when the Paschal has arrived. Here within our readings, you've probably noticed a couple of things, that we have this reading, or at least it was alluded to, in the gospel that was proclaimed on Sunday. We saw right there where this woman, Maria, what she does is she gives her everything to Christ. I'll get to that in the Spanish. I'm going to leave that alone. We'll give that in the Spanish homily. But in the English, at least, to say, remember what our Lord says. He says, this will be told of her whenever I'm talked about. She will always be remembered for this gift that she gave there. Is that something special just for her? Yes. Whatever gift that you and I give to Jesus just out of an extravagant love for Him, the same is true. Because remember, at the final judgment, when not our particular judgment is whether we've given all of our sins to God and let Him forgive them in the confessional, or whether which means that we're able to make the journey to heaven, or whether we've held on to those sins and said, no, I'm not going to go to confession. I'm just going to keep those because I don't want to humble myself and do what God asked me to do. So I'm going to let those things drag me down to hell. Well, either way, the whole of human history is going to be played forth. And every good thing which is done is going to be played before everybody. So everybody's going to see the great love which we clean things up for Jesus. The great love for which we gave a gift to Jesus by taking care of the poor in some sort of way. The great gift we gave to Jesus rather than attacking somebody for something that they've done to us that is absolutely wrong, but where we held back out of love for Jesus who's stamped His image on that person. Every good gift that we give is going to be played in that way, not with the actual action that's there that you and I would see if we held a video camera to, but rather we'll see it in the form of with the great love with which it was performed, which you and I can't see. But certainly, the Lord does see it and honors it. Next time you have an opportunity to do evil or do good, think about that. Think about how great that's going to look on the highlight reel of eternity when finally the Lord reveals all things so that all can know how loved God is in each individual soul. I can't wait for that. I want to add to that highlight reel. I know I haven't done a good job in my life thus far, but He hasn't taken me yet, so I still have an opportunity to do that. Let this act, which we're going to talk about in Spanish a little bit more deeply, inspire you and me to do like-mannered acts and the little things that we do, not just in the great things. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. ¿Qué fue la motivación de María, la hermana de Lázaro y Marta? ¿Qué la impulsó a entregarse por completo en este momento? ¿Por qué fue tan de choradora en el Evangelio hoy? Esta es la razón. María solo prestaba atención a Jesús. Solo vivía para mostrarle respeto. Debido a esta singular atención a Jesús, no le pareció extravagante derramar sobre él todo un fracaso de precioso perfume. Algunos de los presentes murmuraron, ¿por qué? ¿Por qué este derroche? ¿No se pudo vender el ungüento y dar el precio a las pobres? Pero María no dijo nada, no puso excusas. María estaba completamente absorta en su maestro, el objeto de su piedad. Continuó su obra de devoción y amor. That's pretty amazing. ¿Quién es María para nosotros? María es el símbolo del alma enamorada de Dios, el alma que se entrega exclusivamente a Él, el alma que está dispuesta a consumarse por Él, quiere gustarlo todo en Él. María es el símbolo de aquellas almas que renunciaron total o parcialmente a toda su actividad exterior para consagrarse más plenamente al servicio inmeditado de Dios y para entregarse a una vida de unión más íntima con Él. Esta consagración total al Señor es vista como un despilfarro por quienes no lo comprenden. Pero si las mismas almas veneran esta suma gastada en un esfuerzo mundano, un partido deportivo o una casa lujosa o unas de las vacaciones, las mismas personas se quejarán y verían como una extravagancia razonable. Si todos los que somos y tenemos es un regalo, puede ser desperdiciado sacrificarlo en honor de Jesús. No. No, al actuar así se puede reparar la indiferencia de innumerables almas que rara vez o nunca pensaron en Él. El dinero, el tiempo, las fuerzas, hasta las vidas humanas empleados en el servicio inmeditado el Señor, lejos de ser desperdiciados, alcanzan la perfección de su ser. El mismo Jesús sale en defensa de María, dice, déjela para que guarde este perfume para el día de mi entierro, de mi sepultura. María es nuestro modelo de devoción perfecta a Jesús, de perfecta concentración en Jesús. En nombre de todos los que aman de verdad, María dio al sagrado cuerpo de Jesús antes que fuera desfigurado por la pasión. El máximo homenaje de su amor y su devoción ardientes. Pídele. Pídele el mismo ardor para hacer un regalo hoy, antes de entrar en la pasión de esta Semana Santa. En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo.